We're less than a week away from Thanksgiving. Maybe you're planning on doing the bulk of your shopping this weekend. Before we head out with that super long list, our next guest says, hang on, there's a better way. Do you really want to spend the entire holiday in the kitchen making complicated dishes? Would you rather spend more time with friends and family? Maybe even get to play in this year's Thanksgiving family touch football game. You can, and you don't have to sacrifice the quality of the food either. In this week's edition of Food Friday, we'll find out how to simplify our home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think is the most tedious part of cooking for Thanksgiving? Do you have shortcuts you like to use to make the prep and cooking process a little easier? Do you have to have a whole turkey, or can you have smaller amounts of turkey, or maybe something else altogether? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Eric Kim is a cooking writer for the New York Times Food Section, New York Times Cooking, and a columnist for the New York Times Magazine. He's the author of the forthcoming cookbook, Korean American Food That Tastes Like Home. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I understand you've been cooking Thanksgiving dinner for your family since you were 13. How did that get started?
Yeah, I tell people that and they don't understand. Yeah, I think it had to do with just being a child of immigrants, and I had parents who didn't cook American food. So, you know, all the kids wanted the things that we were seeing on TV and in our coloring books. So it was really quite easy for all the cousins to just get together and we cooked the meal. And over the years, we just kind of perfected it. And it became a thing that the adults really looked forward to, because it was the one day of the year they got to just like sit back and enjoy the food. Yeah.
If I were in charge at 13, there'd be a whole lot of desserts. Is that what happened for you?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely prioritize the pies, and my cousin makes a great banana pudding. There was a lot of dessert, yeah.
Now, for people getting ready for Thanksgiving, it can be a big production. I mean, some people like that, of course. But why do you make the case that we should maybe push the easy button when we can and spend more time with the people we invited over in the first place?
You know, I feel this way about cooking in general. I just think when the stress is taken out of the equation, the food just comes out better. My mom always says not to cook when you're stressed, which is not always the case that you can do that. But on Thanksgiving, you really can just make everything the day before. So many dishes can be reheated the day of. So there's just no reason to do all the cooking the day of. And when you do that, your experience is just so much more fun, and you could enjoy the holiday with your friends and your family.
Yeah, what are the key kind of dishes we can make Wednesday night and know they're going to heat up just fine tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, gravy for sure. I think people think that you have to make gravy a la minute, but you really don't. I think any cheesy casserole, stuffing is something that I make ahead of time, and I bake it off the day of. But like mac and cheese, there's so many things that you can make the night before, and then you just have to reheat them in the oven. Potatoes, even salads. Like, people forget to have like a fresh crunchy thing on the table. And with salads, you can do all the vegetable prep before, and you make the vinaigrette, and then you just combine them later. Nothing has to be made a la minute, except for the turkey, maybe. I like turkey the day of.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Eric Kim from the New York Times Food Section about simplifying Thanksgiving. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you found ways to make great food for the holiday without, you know, just parking yourself in the kitchen all day long while everybody else is having all the fun? Or do you like making that big production? Or you don't want to talk to everybody there, so you want to make the food? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Eric, when I'm in charge of Thanksgiving, I worry that people think I'm the Grinch that stole Thanksgiving, because I don't want to have anything to do with making a whole turkey. And you say that's okay, and you've even got a bone-in turkey breast recipe that comes out great that you shared with us. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, I love a bone-in turkey breast, because at least you have the bone in there. But if you have, you know, a breast, it cooks more evenly, because frankly, a whole turkey, it's so big, it doesn't cook evenly. So the breast dries out before the dark meat is done. So when you have them in parts, whether you like breasts or turkey thighs or turkey legs, I think cooking them separately anyway from the start, just it makes a lot of difference. And you can pull out the breast earlier. I just think it makes a lot of sense for the anatomy of the bird to be cooking them in parts. Yeah.
We've got this recipe posted at WPR.org/foodfriday. It is salt and pepper roast turkey breast. And this brings up another element you're pushing for. There are 5 ingredients in this recipe. You don't want us like worried about this long shopping list when we're coming up with our ideas.
Yeah, for sure. I think in addition to the stress that is caused by the cooking, I really think it's the shopping that can seem really unbearable sometimes. It's like this in regular cooking, but you know, with this turkey breast, especially turkey is so aromatic. It's just, when I was testing this, I had it in my oven and it just perfumed my apartment with turkiness. And turkey has a beautiful kind of gamey, like aromatic flavor. And I just don't think you'd need to do that much to it. I like to like tumble the plate with lemon wedges. And I think it looks really bountiful, and you can squeeze some lemon on your turkey too, if you want. But yeah, that's how I do it.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Valerie is with us in Burlington. Valerie, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Valerie?
Well, I wanted to bring up that, you know, like your guest was saying, that a lot of things can be made before. And I really enjoy making the cranberry sauce beforehand. And I found that you can do it about a week ahead of time if you want. I like to grate a little orange zest into my cranberry sauce. And, you know, if you like the more boozy kind of cranberry sauce, like the adult version, you could always put like an orange flavored liqueur or like a Grand Marnier that goes along nicely into it. And it stays in the fridge for quite a while. So
I love it. And Valerie, do you make the turkey day of, or do you make turkey at all?
A turkey day of, definitely. You know, your guest said to make the gravy before. I like to use the drippings from the turkey to make my gravy, but, you know, each to his own.
Valerie, thanks so much. Do you have some thoughts on cranberry sauce, Eric?
Yeah, I do. She's exactly right. Cranberry sauce is the thing that you can make way ahead. It keeps really well in the fridge because there's so much acid and sugar. But my favorite cranberry sauce, my family's favorite cranberry sauce, is actually making like a cranberry relish. Usually it'd be with like a whole orange, raw cranberries and sugar, and that's it. But this year I swapped out the orange for a whole lemon, and it's delicious because I love the bitterness of a lemon. And I think some bitterness on the table is really, really refreshing against all the other flavors and kind of cuts through. It's really nice.
Thanks for that call, Valerie. I mean, cranberries are pretty tart and a lemon's pretty tart. It seems pretty pucker-tastic with this recipe. How do you balance that out?
Just the sugar. The sugar does all the work. And another thing, too, is people don't remember that lemon flesh is actually, it's sour, but it's also sweet. Yeah. It's both. So
I can see that. All right. Thanks a lot for calling in, Valerie. Maybe I'll try that sometime. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. This one I liked. Stuffing. People want the stuffing. You've got a recipe. And again, we have this at WPR.org/foodfriday. Cheesy pizza stuffing?
Yeah. It's definitely I'm kind of like having fun with it. Stuffing is my favorite dish, and I love the onion and sage and the regular, you know, traditional stuff. But I really, you know, I tried this one night. It's not as crazy as it sounds. You're blooming tomato paste and dried oregano into butter and onions and threading that through some mozzarella laden, you know, bread, brioche bread. And this is just like this cheesy, custardy bound thing that tastes really wonderful. And it tastes like pizza. And that's why I'm called it cheesy pizza stuffing. It really, if I called it like tomato cheese, you know, stuffing, that would have been another thing too. But I do love stuffing, yeah.
You have one great piece of advice, because I worry, you know, the turkey's going to cook at this temperature and the baked potato dish or whatever at that temperature. You want to streamline things and figure out recipes that can all bake at the same temperature. How do we accomplish that?
Yeah, I think all my menu on the New York Times is 7 recipes. Nothing cooks at a temperature other than 350 degrees, because I think that's like the perfect temperature for turkey. Like turkey actually can get crispy over time at that temperature. And if it's a higher temperature, you risk drying it out. And casseroles are great at 350. If you have recipes that call for 375 or 325 or even 400, it really isn't going to change it too much if you cook it at 350. You just have to watch it and, you know, adjust accordingly. But I really don't think we need to change the temperature of the oven. It just stick to one temperature, whether it's 400 or 350, whatever you prefer. It really will make your life easier. And I just think that gymnastics with the oven is something that's I find really annoying.
It's Food Friday. We're finding out how to have a simpler, easier, but still satisfying Thanksgiving meal. Eric Kim is with us, cooking writer for the New York Times food section and New York Times Cooking. We've got two of his recipes posted at WPR.org/Food Friday. There's the salt and pepper roast turkey breast and cheesy pizza stuffing. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is on your Thanksgiving menu? You getting ready to go shopping in a couple few hours like I am? Are you going to do an entire turkey with all the fixins? Are you going to try to scale back? Do you feel overwhelmed sometimes if you're cooking that meal for a lot of people? Do you need some advice on how to streamline? And do you do turkey? Do you do turkey breasts? Or do you do something else altogether? I've done that a couple times. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. It's Food Friday. We're talking about Thanksgiving dinner and how to make it simpler so we spend less time in the kitchen on the day of, more time with the people we invited over. Our guest says the key is to cook smarter, not harder. Among his recommendations, do a lot of the stuff on Thanksgiving Eve and take it easy on the ingredients. You can keep things simpler. Eric Kim is a cooking writer for the New York Times food section, author of Korean American Food That Tastes Like Home. That comes out in March. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you have some time and or labor saving ideas for your Thanksgiving meals that you want to share, or maybe a story about a Thanksgiving meal gone wrong. I've been there for an oven fire when somebody had trouble with their turkey. Wasn't me, not that time anyway. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's what 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls. Rocky is with us in Niscaro. Rocky, hi.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Good. What do you got for us, Rocky?
Well, son told me about a deal where a deep fat fryer is great for cooking, but we had to do it out in the garage and it was cold. But I bought a deep fat fryer you can do in the house. The one I got will only cook up to a 16-pound turkey, but you can get them bigger. But takes an hour and a half to cook a turkey, and it's nice and juicy and tender and all kinds of good things. So you don't have to worry about setting the oven for the turkey and then adjusting all that stuff.
Rocky, thanks a lot for that. What do you think, Eric, the deep fat fryer for the turkey?
Oh, I'm a huge fan. I think it's delicious, but I live in a tiny shoebox studio in Manhattan, so I don't really have access to that. But I really, if you have access to that, definitely do that. That's delicious.
Thanks a lot for the call, Rocky, at 800-642-1234. We heard from Mark, who couldn't stay with us, but says, hey, if you want to skip the turkey, you can go vegan, and there are lots of yummy vegan dishes that work for Thanksgiving. Do you have any, Eric, ideas for a good entree, a vegan entree for Thanksgiving Day?
I do. The first one that comes to mind is my colleague Lex's. It's a vegetarian mushroom Wellington. Ooh. I just think it's such a, I don't know if it's vegan actually, but it's such a delicious centerpiece. It's really special. And, you know, mushrooms have so much umami. So it's like this savoriness that triggers, like, you know, the glutamate, you know, response on your tongue and makes you think of meat, honestly, and other things like that. But I would recommend that recipe on NYT Cooking. My family loves rice, so if I had a vegan or vegetarian guest, I would probably make a risotto for them, something really special.
Yeah. That sounds good. Let's go back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Sandy is with us now in Ferryville. Sandy, hi.
Hi. A question. I saw on a cooking show, they removed the backbone of the turkey, and they just spread it out, and they broke the breast bones somewhat.
Nice.
And then just laid the turkey out and roasted it. And I wondered if that is a good idea or not such a good idea.
Interesting. I've never seen that, Eric. Have you?
Yeah. It's called spatchcocking. It just means removing the back spine. And it's a really great idea because it will make your turkey cook more evenly. One thing is you kind of need good scissors or like kitchen shears, the ones that are like actual poultry shears, because turkeys can be really hard to break through that bone. But otherwise, if you have good scissors, it's a really great way to cook the turkey. It also cooks way faster and more evenly, like I said. So it's a great idea. And also, I would like do the buttermilk brine. Sameen Nasrat on our NYT Cooking app has this wonderful buttermilk brined spatchcock turkey recipe, and it's really great. Yeah,
Sandy, thanks.
Try it. I think it's great.
Good luck with that, Sandy. Let us know how it goes. You mentioned the B word there, Eric, brining, and I know I don't care that much one way or the other. Some people really feel passionately pro or con on brining. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I think if you have the organization and the wherewithal to do that, like the day or two in advance, I would, because it really, it's insurance, not just against dryness, but also against blandness. With that said, for me, realistically, I know that I'm getting my turkey maybe a day or two before. And that sounds ironic, because I'm like, I just wrote about turkey, but I've never organized enough to really, my turkey's always frozen, honestly, the morning of Thanksgiving. So I'm usually doing it a la minute. But my recipe for the salt and pepper roast turkey breast, it actually calls for letting it come to room temperature with like butter and salt on it. And it's not a dry brine, but it's like enough time for the seasoning to kind of penetrate. And it's sort of, I think if you have the time and you're organized, you should.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Linda now in Milwaukee. Linda, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Linda?
Well, I have a small, time I have to do my turkey. I don't do turkey anymore. I do a roast chicken. But I'm wondering, I use a clay pot that I found out is just wonderful. You put your bird in the clay pot, it soaks, and then you put it at high heat and it gets it done so well. I have never tried it with like a turkey breast, but what does your guests think about that?
I think I've never like done that. I've never played with that, but mm-hmm. I think it sounds really interesting. I think for me, I like the heat of the oven, and I think my oven's pretty small anyway, so it kind of produces like a nice environment for something like a turkey breast. So I usually just stick to roasting and I keep things simple, but I think that's really cool that you discovered that and it sounds really delicious.
Sounds good, Linda. Thanks a lot for the call at 800-642-1234. Eric Kim is with us from the New York Times food section, looking at easier ways to make our Thanksgiving meal less labor, at least on the day of, so we could spend more time with the people we invited over. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Gene is with us now, calling from Ashland. Gene, hi.
Hello. My story is when our grown children were young adults and they brought home their mates and our new spouses for Thanksgiving. Our dining room table is over 100 years old. And just as I was going to put the turkey on, the table fell apart. So the whole middle came down. So the men got under with hammer and nails and screws and nuts and bolts and put it back together, and then we ate.
No, wait. Was there any food fallout? Was there food on the part that collapsed?
It slid. But we caught it all. And then, and I still have the table. We had it rebuilt, and it's still in the dining room.
All right. And it's held up for every meal since?
It has, because it's been rebuilt.
Excellent. Gene, thanks so much. I'm glad you were able to salvage Thanksgiving that way. Eric, have you had any holiday cooking fiascos? I mentioned, the oven on fire scenario with the turkey.
Yeah, which ones have I not had? but yeah, the one year I did cause a fire in my building and everyone was evacuated and I kind of ruined it. Everyone's Thanksgiving. I felt so bad. But I would say I got to a place where just Thanksgiving was really foolproof for me. That sounds like I'm bragging. I just mean that I keep it simple every year because this is my job. So yeah.
Thanks a lot for sharing that story. I love it. So, Eric, we've got your turkey breast recipe, your stuffing recipe, the cheesy pizza stuffing. We started talking about dessert, though, because you were making Thanksgiving when you were a kid. What kind of desserts do you turn to now for Thanksgiving or other big holidays?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, banana pudding, I'm from the South, and that was a big dish at our Thanksgiving table. So I kind of took that and turned it into a caramel apple pudding. So in place of the bananas, I do this lovely like caramel apple apple mix, and I layer that with some salted cinnamon whipped cream, some vanilla wafers. You could do ginger snaps, whatever cookie you like. And as those layers sit in the fridge overnight, they turn into a cake, like an icebox cake almost. And I just love that texture and that lightness right after a heavy meal. But I definitely still need a pie. I'm going to make like a cranberry curd pie this year, probably. David Tanis on NYT Cooking has an amazing recipe that's so popular. It's like 5,000 five stars. So I just have to see what that's about. Yeah.
Now, Eric, I'm the proud owner of a freezer full of Long Island cheese pumpkin. So I'm going to make pie with some of it. Do you have any pumpkin pie thoughts? Because I honestly haven't made a lot of those in my life.
I love pumpkin pie. I think one thing that people don't know is that the Libby's can is actually squash. And so when you're making your pumpkin pie, like, you don't have to use real pumpkin. And in fact, that flavor is really muddied and it's not the right flavor that you're expecting. So my colleague Melissa Clark developed this perfect pumpkin pie recipe where she roasts butternut squash, and it's actually a butternut squash pie, but it's pumpkin pie. It's the pumpkin pie that we know and that we grew up with here in the States. So that's my thoughts on pumpkin pie, I'd say. Oh, also, you need whipped cream or vanilla ice cream, at least. I like both of those.
Okay. Homemade whipped cream, or do you like the spray can?
Oh, the spray can's great, but I like homemade whipped cream because I salt mine pretty ferociously. And it sounds weird, but it's super flavorful if you salt it just enough and some cinnamon in there. It's a really nice whipped cream. And sugar, of course. Yeah.
And what is, are you cooking for people this Thanksgiving, or are you going to somebody else's and not having to do any of the work?
I'm cooking with my partner, actually. We're just staying here in New York and having a chill time. I'm thinking of doing like a turkey thigh, you know. I love poultry thighs, so I think I'm going to try something like that. I just want to try something else because in a food writer's life, you sort of do the Thanksgiving months in advance for coverage. And it's just, so usually the day of, you kind of relax a little bit.
I love it. Eric, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Bless.
That's Eric Kim, cooking writer for the New York Times Food Section, New York Times Cooking, and a columnist for the New York Times Magazine. He's the author of the forthcoming cookbook, Korean American Food That Tastes Like Home. We talked to him today about how to simplify our Thanksgiving dinners. We've got a couple of his recipes posted at WPR.org/Food Friday. You can check out the salt and pepper roast turkey breast, along with the cheesy pizza stuffing. Give them a test run if you'd like this weekend. Let us know how they turned out at the Ideas Network Facebook page. And while you're there, tell us your secret to a fun yet delicious and not hopefully too stressful Thanksgiving meal. Again, share your story on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.